around Russell Wilson.
Blog Talk Radio.
Build the offense around his skill set, what he does, and they'll have a shot at it. I think he's left the Wilson off the hook of that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. His love is forever. Doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in. Know that the Lord's love is forever. Depend on him. Ask him for his blessings. Come and come and come. I wish people would just see God as just a blessing God. Somebody just running over with blessings. And don't get narrow-minded and let the enemy show you the negative side. No, brothers and sisters, God constantly bless us, overwhelm us with blessing, run us over with blessing. I mean, I don't care about that little bit of stuff. You don't mean anything to God. What God wants you to do is he wants your attention so you can know his love, so you can know that his love is forever. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We certainly are happy to have each and every one of you all today. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll get us started with a word of prayer and anything else the Lord had put on her in her spirit, on her mind. At this time, Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. His love is forever. God's love is forever. Amen, amen. Scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come to thank you, Father God, for another day that we can all come together and study your word, Father God. We're thankful for our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God. We ask that you will use him mightily as he breaks the word down so we're able to understand it. Father God, we just praying for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Praying for all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And Father God, we're praying for those who are facing different procedures and surgeries and to have chemo and all of that, Father God. We are praying for them. We're asking you, Father God, to be with them as they go through their procedures, Lord. We're praying for those that are listening, even those that are listening by internet, Father God, no matter what they're going through, Father God, may they continue to put their trust in you and know that you will work things out in your time. Lord, we thanking you for all things, Father God, thanking you for your word, Father God. Your word is powerful. Your word is faithful. Your word is true. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. Continue to be with those that are going through because we know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. Lord, bless each and every one, Father God, in a mighty way that they will have a testimony for you. We're so thankful for each and every one that have asked us to pray for them and their prayers have been answered and they have been healed. They have been set free. They are delivered, Lord. We just give you praise, Lord, because we know it's nothing that we've done. Lord, continue to be with Sister Denise as she goes for her procedure today, Father God. We know that you are in the midst, Lord. Lord, continue to have your way. Open up our hearts and our mind to your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We put ourselves in agreement with you that even the last one, the procedure, will be taken care of. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, we want to, first of all, I want you to know that we should give thanks unto the Lord. I want you to know you can call upon his name. You can make his deed made known among the people. And it's good that we do that. I just think that is just so awesome. I found that over there in 1 Chronicles 16 and 8. We got to give thanks unto the Lord for all of his goodness, for all that he's done for us and did for us and he's doing right now. Hallelujah. Okay, and I just love that when the scripture tells us to give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, let them know what he's done for you and what he's doing for you. That's a good thing. Our subject this week is trying the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God. We're going to read 1 John, as Pastor Shea read 1 John 4. And our text is going to be taken from verse 1. But we're going to read the first, she jumped on 7 already, so I better, let me start with 6, verse 6. Because I was going to go all the way to 10. I think I'm still going to go to 10. We're going to teach from verse 1 through 10, but our subject is going to be found in verses 1, okay? So I'm going to ask Pastor Shea read that out, the King James Version. That's 1 John 4, 1 through 10.
Amen. From the King James, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are God, little children. Wait a minute, let me go back to that fourth verse. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, for God is love. Let me read that one again too. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen.
Amen, amen. And she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible.
Okay. And okay, 1 John 4. Okay, reading from the Message Bible. The subtitle said, "Don't believe everything you hear." My dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test the genuine spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won, a big victory over those false teachers. For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ's denying world. They talk the world's language, and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. The person who has nothing to do with God will, of course, not listen to us. There's another test for telling the truth. This is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, thank you so much, Pastor. Let me say this, brothers and sisters. We're talking about testing spirits now. We're talking about not believing every spirit. And why is this so? Because you got to be careful in these spirits, or with these spirits, I should say, because you got, when I look up that word spirit in the Hebrew and also in the Greek, ruah, or pneuma. Ruah is in the Greek word, the Hebrew word, and pneuma is in this in the Greek word. And what these words denote is very important. So I have to ask the Lord, Lord, what are you saying, trying every spirit? See, every spirit, you don't miss one.
All right, say that.
I want you to stay with me for a moment. Don't assume anything here. You don't know where the false spirit is going to be at. It could be in your own home. But you got to know which spirit is which. Because he's telling us to try every one of them. So if you're around 384 spirits, y'all will not like this. You got to try every one of them.
All right now.
And you might say, well, why, Pastor? Because, see, the one that you think isn't is. And he can come in any kind of way. You leave that door open, he'll hold the door and let seven times more greater than him come in.
Have mercy.
You got to treat this as though you're over security. You know, like we just come back from this vacation thing, not vacation thing, but everybody just got through with Thanksgiving. Now, when you went through the airport, they checked your bag. They test everything you had. They was trying everything you had. Shoes, put them through there. Everything was being tested because they know if you could get one gun in there, you can kill up 300 folks.
Yeah.
Do that. See, that's how I want you to view this. It don't take but one. So you got to test them all. You don't want nothing to slide by because you don't know what you bring in. So the writer pleading by saying, beloved, listen here, sweetheart. Listen here, my friend. My dear friend, please understand. you know, trying to be nice to get you to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe every spirit
yes.
who claims to be speaking of God or of the spirit? Instead of you just believing everything, test it. And then you can know, you can separate it. You can separate it like you do clothes. I'm going to put the white over here, the colors over here, the non-fibers over here, the iron over here. You know, check it and separate it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It doesn't make sense. See, because if so many false prophets are gone out into the world, you don't know which one which.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to pause and I say that because a lot of people, especially when I think about in the Greek what this word means, see, you got a lot of people, you got a lot of people misunderstand pneuma, which really pneuma is the Holy Spirit.
All right.
And you need to know how significant that is. So don't attach everything to pneuma. Because somebody carrying the Bible, that don't mean it's pneuma.
All right. Come on now. Say it.
Because they're at church jumping up and down. That don't mean that's pneuma. Because they have this overwhelming and aggressive spirit. That don't mean it's pneuma. Because the last time I checked, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman.
All right. Amen. Say that.
I mean, he respects you for who you are. And he's here to guide and lead. He ain't here to beat you up, make you do nothing. So it's important that we understand this. It's important that we adhere to pneuma. The believers that pneuma is the Holy Spirit plays a central role in our lives daily.
Yeah.
I want to say every minute.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the same word that really, it talks about air, being mixed with air, because it's something you can't see, but it's powerful. But let it be no mistake, brothers and sisters, pneuma is the Holy Spirit. So when we look up these words and what some of them mean, the word spirit and how it's used, especially how it's used, God's spirit, like over there in Psalms, as Pastor Lee read this, the 139th Psalm and the 7th verse. So while she finds that, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that pneuma occurs some 378 times and is rendered as the spirit 232 times in the reminding us that 146 times is rendered 16 different ways. So when he says try the spirit by the spirit, we got to unpack that. We got to see what he's talking about.
Amen, amen.
Because there's a lot of spirits out here. Don't you get it twisted now, because I can take you over here tomorrow. I'll tell you a man that had 7,000 lesions is in a different category. Whole total different category. The devil can possess a person and give them 7,000 spirits. So if you let that one spirit in that you might be thinking you letting one, no, you just let 7,000 in. One that you think would be the Holy Spirit, pneuma, you're going to find out that's not pneuma. That's an imitation. And I want to get through that to show you there's a lot of them imitate the Holy Spirit.
All right.
The Holy Spirit can't be, but really it can't be imitated, and it sure ain't going to be duplicated. Trust
Come
that.
On now.
I know these TV people and these movie stars and some of these folks in these church buildings, they want to try to give us this vision of what the Holy Ghost do. Man, that was the Holy Spirit. And they'll just go on and on and on. Well, wait a minute. That ain't the way the Holy Spirit acts according to the scripture. That ain't his job to make you turn over benches and jump around and foam at the mouth. I haven't felt that. That ain't something the Holy Ghost does. But Satan would love for us to believe that that's pneuma, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Now, theologians, they can't separate it through theology because they want to call the soul and the spirit the same, and it's not. And we're going to talk about that this week because it's not. Mm-hmm. Your soul is your mind, your emotion. Your spirit is the hidden man of the heart.
Hallelujah. Say that.
He won't eat you is pneuma. Pneuma can't be, it doesn't do that kind of stuff. Big difference in what it does. But in, what I tell you, in Psalm, because actually this is the personality of God that we're talking about. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the same one that moves on the face of the deep over in Genesis 1 and 2. But in Psalms 139 and 7, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? Amen.
You can't get around. I don't care where you go. If you made your bed in hell, David said pneuma is there.
All right.
You can't get around God's spirit. And see, and God's spirit can talk to our conscience.
Mm-hmm.
No reason he made his minister a flame of fire. That wouldn't
all right. Yeah.
See, pneuma would begin to guide us so we can begin to grow and develop into what we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual beings. We're supposed to have a divine nature. See, that's it takes pneuma to do that.
Mm. All right.
And it's so important that you know what guiding you and directing you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, while she's there, over there in, because I think about the word spirit and how it used, the 143rd Psalm and the 10th verse. Read that one for us, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Amen.
See, that's what pneuma does. It leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's what he does.
Hallelujah.
He don't lead you to go bump your head and try to appease man and show out so they'll say, oh, you know what? That person there is really into God.
Mm. All right.
If you want to dance, I mean, I don't care if you're doing the game, but dance if that's what you want to do. But don't credit it to the spirit when it's not. That's why we have to try the spirit by the spirit so you'll know what's going on there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and that doesn't make any difference if you know it or not. I mean, I'll tell him in his face. You know, the dancing that Kirk Franklin was doing, he looked just like James Brown doing it. Just same stuff James Brown did. So don't tell me that that's the Holy Ghost. I ain't trying to hear it. James Brown never called it the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do it, it's the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody trying to hear that crazy stuff? But also, let me tell you this. Out of the 378 times in the Hebrew, Rachel, occurs, it talks about the spirit, brother and sister, an invisible force. So I want to talk about us. I want to prove the difference between immorality of the soul, because the soul of a man is different than the spirit of a man. And you got to know, you thought that. And I'm going to tell you this, the only thing can separate that is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
They are so close that it takes the word of God to separate what is soul and what is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to, and the only one can do that is the word of God. So we'll get into that. We want to talk about, you know, because there's so many different spirits. So he says, try every spirit. See if it's a cherubim spirit. See if it's a demon spirit. See if it's an other spirit, like over there in Zechariah. See if it, see what kind of spirit you're working with. See if it's a man-person spirit. Matter of fact, you could be dealing with the judgment of God. You want to know what you're talking about, just like God's spiritual gift, for instance. You want to be able to tell the difference. The resurrection body. You know, you want to know there's a spirit of courage. There's a spirit of anger. There's all these different spirits. You know.
Yeah.
There's a spirit of whirlwind. So you want to try these spirits. Sometimes people's spirit of trouble, there's a troubling spirit. A spirit that, so when he says try every spirit, we won't do them all, brothers and sisters. So let me tell you, put the brakes on. Get your pencil and paper, though. But we're going to do some of them just to sort of give you a introduction and pray that you do your own follow-up. You do your own research, you know. Because, I mean, I can think about David's request of the Spirit. I can think about how David thanked God. I mean, it's just so many. Let me tell you what somebody else may not know this. There's a spirit of error. I walked in that all the time. There's a spirit of heaviness. And just like Solomon said over in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and 8th verse, there's a spirit of patience. But I'm telling you, there's a spirit of pride. And then there's a spirit of foe.
All right.
I was thinking of something else, too, that came to mind. There's a spirit that can help you to become upright.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
It's a free spirit, and that's the spirit you want to latch on to. So we're going to talk about some of these different spirits, how to respond to them, how to know them, how to identify them. And you're going to have biblical facts. Now, I probably won't give you all 35 Bible facts, but trust me, I'll give you quite a few of them if you will listen, if you will take notes.
All right.
So I'm going to tell you right now, go ahead and get your notes and paper, because they're going to come, and we'll start tomorrow with these, especially when I think about the New Testament and the difference in some of these spirits, the facts that God wants us to have, brothers and sisters. But this is the time where anybody have any scriptures or anything they want to share, you can do it at this time. Don't want you to be misled by the wrong voice. That's why he says, do not believe in the spirit. The spirit come to you talking to you. They're not just going to come not talking. They're going to come talking to you, suggesting things to you. That's why you're going to have to test that spirit. And we'll talk about testing as well, how you test the thing. Saying it don't mean you test. But we have anyone.
So, Pastor, the question I have is, how do you spell the pneuma? You said that represents the Holy Spirit.
I'm pronouncing it pneuma. It's spelled P-N-E-U-M-A. P-N-E-U-M-A. But you pronounce it as pneuma, like
okay.
With the U/M-A. And
okay.
When it comes to that, I may have to. But it means pool, which is a lot of spirits. So when he says try the spirit by the spirit, he's talking plural.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, because many. See, that's the key word right there, many false prophets. So the false prophets are the ones that exemplifying these spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So you have to try God's spirit to see if it be God's spirit. Now, if you notice in that, it's going to say, believe not every spirit, that's single, but try many spirits, and that's plural, which is, it has an S in it, whether they are of God, because many, which is a lot, so that's how I end up coming up with the fact that we're talking about pneuma, because it's many. And many classes of spirits. And I don't know if it's all of them. But anyway, we will get into this.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Good question. Anybody else? Anybody else have any questions? Anything anybody want to share?
And, I had another question, Pastor. And Psalms 139 and the 8th verse, it says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So with that question, where it says, if I make my bed in hell, and now, is it talking about the hell, the fire and brimstone, or, you know, a lot of people say they go through hell or, something like that. Could you clear that up, please?
Yeah, I would say that they talking about literally bottomless pit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wherever. Now, there again, it requires a little study, brothers and sisters, and here's why. There are different levels. And here's why. If y'all remember when Lazarus died, he was carried to the bosom of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Across that, Lazarus noticed that there was a gulf between them. And his brother and family members was there, and he wanted to go back and tell them the rich man. I mean, it's a story there that suggests to us that there's some other stuff going on. That's one place. Right. And then there's another place that the Bible talks about where it locks up with chains. And according to Scripture and today's event, that chain had been broken. And they are loose. And then some theologians say that they're still bound. And then you got a place that's where the lake of fire. And so I always tell people, especially, all of it's hell. Now, I know this probably going to sound that good to you, but all of it's hell. And so it doesn't matter where you go, God's there. God, see, that's one thing people don't know. God overseeing everything. Because if the wrong person in it, God going to scoop them up out of there.
Okay.
That's another thing you have to bear in mind with the hell thing now. I'm going to tell you right. I'm going to tell you all that right now. Because it's easy to say he got somebody, and then Jesus went there and said, loose him and let him go.
Yeah.
So, there again, with that, you want to study some things and be real specific in what you're talking about at that time, at that moment, at that place. And then you got old and you got new and then you got what to come. So all of that has to be studied in that context.
Okay.
Because the whole deal, and this is not really getting away, but the whole idea is we want to have our eternal life, and you don't want anything to choose that. One time, I don't know if y'all remember, but I talked about hindering spirits, and that's how they blind you. See, hindering spirits will blind you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
That's why the Bible tells us, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to those things we have heard, lest was that they be just drifted away. And we'll find ourselves in a place you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then when I think about the word deliverance, you know, comes to mind. You know, when Jesus told the unclean spirit to come out of the man, that man was, to me, those unclean spirits came from hell. They was about hell. They were living.
Uh-huh.
These are unclean spirits. That man wanted to be the deliverer. And he was actually living here on planet Earth, but he was yet in hell because he was being tormented day and night. And he was right here on planet Earth.
Have mercy. Okay.
You know, read back to Mark 5, and you'll see that man cut on himself, hollering day and night, like as if he was being tormented.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see that Hebrew, that Greek word for that, you're going to see that was hell on earth.
Okay.
So when you talk about hell, you got to kind of keep it in the right context. If that helped out at all. And then, you know, anytime you all want to talk about something, y'all let me know. We can put the brakes on something and roll over there to it and be more than glad to examine it with you through Scripture.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pastor.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Pastor. Anybody else have anything you might want to comment on? Hallelujah. Well, if not, we're going to see you all on tomorrow.